If you head out to Petersburg Harbor on a typical day, you're bound to see fishermen gutting their catch at the harbor's cleaning stations and throwing heads, bones, and scraps into the water. But you'll also see sea lions searching for those remains to eat. Glo Wallen is the Petersburg Harbor Master. She points in the direction of a sign that says in big red letters, "Do not feed or harass sea lions."
Areas that we had a fish cleaning station that was used, and people would put their what they thought was responsible to put it down the chute, but if the sea lion is eating it, that means you're feeding it. So, in the eyes of the law.
Those types of signs have become necessary in the harbor. Sea lions have started to overtake the area, hanging around near the docks to snag remains of a gutted fish. Recently, the problem has swelled. Wallen says that what started off as 6 sea lions a year ago has grown into 20 this year. And those animals have been getting more and more aggressive towards humans.
We've just been having so many reports of near close calls here so far this spring that we just had to take drastic measures.
But feeding the sea lions isn't just dangerous. It's illegal. Jared Cook is with the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says that according to the Marine Mammal Protection Act, feeding sea lions in the wild is technically harassment, and it can carry fines of $200 to $500. After receiving more reports of sea lion attacks recently, Cook is worried.
People have reported being charged by them, and where the sea lion comes up and doesn't necessarily jump completely up on the dock, but hits the dock with his chest and jumps up, and very aggressive. And it's very intimidating for folks, and the concern is that somebody's going to get seriously hurt.
The animals have even attacked harbor users in the past. Cook wants to fix the problem before it gets any worse, but his plan isn't to sit at the dock and issue more tickets. Instead, he wants to work with the borough and the harbor to find a proactive solution to the problem. Cook took the first step in that process on Monday when he brought up the issue at Petersburg's assembly meeting. The members were receptive to fixing the problem, but they couldn't agree on a solution just yet. One idea that the assembly floated was to follow in the footsteps of larger harbors like Sitka. In these harbors, the city added a large catch basin, a central spot to deposit fish carcasses that could then be tossed out farther out in the ocean or delivered to a cannery. But Wallen says that would require resources that she simply doesn't have.
Right now, I don't have a staff that's big enough to essentially, sit and wait for a carcass to come in to transfer it. At some point, maybe we'll do some sort of thing. I've talked to some of the can companies, and they don't really want to put a toad out for collecting all the wildlife that will be attracted to something like that. From the land side, everything from rats to cats to all sorts of things. So it sounds like that's an easy solution, but when you follow it through, there's a lot of logistics that turn it into a bigger operation than just putting out a tote out on the float and collecting it.
Another potential solution was to have fishermen simply clean and fillet their fish on the water. But Doug Fleming with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game pointed out that people need to comply with state rules.
Regulations for fish like king salmon or with halibut, we need to have fish brought in so they can be measured.
And Mayor Mark Jensen added that even if the borough does find a short-term solution, like closing down a few cleaning stations, enforcing the sea lion rules won't be easy.
Talk about the signage that we've had in the harbor that Officer Cook has provided. It's just against the law, you'll get a fine. And just last week, my son and I are taking our skiff out of the water, and he's waiting for me to back the trailer down, and somebody down unloading, and I don't know who it was, dressing a fish at the end of the pier at the loading ramp, was complaining about the sea lions. And on the other hand, they're throwing their guts up in the air to see if they can make the sea lion jump out of the water and catch it. So do you give shock collars to all the people that go out, or if they don't obey the rules or something? How do you do it? You have someone sitting there the whole time. It is very complicated, the issue. And
ultimately, the assembly wanted input from Petersburg's Harbor Advisory Board, and the topic will be on that group's agenda later this month. Wallen has already removed a few of the fish cleaning stations from the harbor, and she's alerted fishermen too, letting them know that they need to be responsible for their own catch. But the hope is that the Harbor Board, city, and the fishermen can work together to find a better solution in the coming weeks and months. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.